Roll another.
Good morning, everybody. It's 4:20. Happy 4:20, motherfuckers. I was going to put this podcast out yesterday on Tuesday, but then I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait and put it out on 4:20 because that just makes more sense. And it's 4:20 and it's 10:18 or something where I am in LA. And I've already partook in the 4:20 activities. Read between the lines if you need to. I am very excited about today. First of all, I want to tell you this episode is sponsored by CISO. If you guys haven't heard, I've been talking about CISO. Comedy is experiencing a huge renaissance. You guys can go out to the comedy clubs and see that. We have a boom of comedy happening right now. And CISO is a comedy streaming service tailor-made for comedy lovers and nerds like yourselves. They have thousands of hours of the best comedy 24/7, 365. You can go to CISO.com and stream for free today. No credit card needed, motherfuckers. So check that out, CISO.com. And also, we have another sponsor on the damn show. I mean, come on, guys. We're doing our damn thing here. Casper is an online retailer of mattresses for a fraction of the price. They're revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers, showrooms, and passing the savings directly to you, the consumer. Casper mattress provides resilience and long-lasting supportive comfort. They are one of a kind. It's like a hybrid mattress. It combines latex foam with memory foam. Hello, that sounds like a sexual evening. And you guys know mattresses are fucking expensive. Mine cost well over $1,500, both of my mattresses. But the Casper mattress costs $500 for a twin size mattress, $600 for a twin XL. I don't know what a twin XL is. I've never heard of that. Is that for like a skinny tall dude? $750 for a full size, $850 for queen size, and $950 for a king size mattress. If you guys shop for mattresses ever, that's pretty damn cheap compared to what is out there. And you know, they do it online. So you can buy a mattress. It's completely risk-free. They offer free delivery and returns within a 100-day period. That's a pretty good deal. Even if you go to the store, it's a little bit more difficult than that. It's simple. And statistically, lying on a bed for 4 minutes in a showroom has no correlation to whether it is the right bed for you. That's why Casper's turned the buying process into a risk-free experience. You don't like it, you send it back. You have 100 days to decide. 100 days is plenty of time to figure out if the mattress is right for you. You know, you could do a little on it, you know, get a little nooner in there. If the nooner doesn't feel good, send the mattress back. I keep saying mattress. It's like a matrix mattress. They have just the right sink, just the right bounce, because they combine two technologies, a hybrid of latex foam and memory foam, risk-free trial and return policy. You can sleep on it for 100 days, free delivery, painless returns. The mattresses are made in America. The pricing is good. You guys got to check this out. So you get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/sharp. You have to use that promo code SHARP, S-H-A-R-P. And screen, you have just a whole bunch of mattresses to choose from. So you guys have to try this shit out. Make sure that you put SHARP into the promo code section, casper.com/sharp. You can get $50 towards any mattress purchase by going to the website. So yeah, check that out. Thank you for my sponsors, Casper and CISO. I appreciate you. It's 4:20. It is a 4:20 episode. For those of you who don't know, today in LA, 4:20, I'm doing a 4:20 show at the Hollywood Improv. The creative director, Jamie Flam, and I decided to do this 4:20 show at 4:20. Doors open at 3. The show is at 4. It's about an hour and a half show. I've got Chris Frangiola from Chelsea Lately, Josh Wolf from The Josh Wolf Show and Chelsea Lately, Justin Martindale from E! Network and from My Life. Leo Flowers, who is somebody who has made it to my stand-up set. He is a personal trainer I talk about in one of my jokes. And I have a bunch of other fun musical acts. I have an in-house band. The show is sponsored by Honey Bear Farms. We were doing giveaways. Make sure you bring your ID, your Cali ID, and your referral letter. You can get, you know, there's products you could purchase, and there's all sorts of fun stuff that we're going to be doing. Sasquatch may or may not make an appearance. You know, do you believe? Do you not? Well, I guess you're going to find the fuck out. So that's today at the Hollywood Improv. Doors open at 3, shows at 4. If you mentioned this podcast, I am giving away free tickets. And when that maxes out, I'm giving away $5 tickets. So email sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com. Mention the 420 show and you will either get a free ticket or a $5 ticket. Either way, that's a pretty good deal. Midday show, come meet me. Come see me. Come see my friends. Let's do a little toke-toke, tell a little joke-joke, and we'll have a damn good day. So check that out. Also, this weekend, I'm going to be at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Check me out. And then I am going to be in Albany Funny Bone, Albany, New York, May 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's Mother's Day weekend. The weekend after that, I will be at the Palisades Mall, Levity Live in the Palisades Mall in West Nyack, New York, right around New York City, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And then the weekend after that, I will be at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Kakalaki, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. As always, all my tickets are available on my website, jessiemay.com. Anytime you mention this podcast, I give away tickets. So please send those emails to sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com. Mention what city you'd like to come see me at, and you may win tickets to see me live and a VIP pass to meet me in the green room. So hit your girl up. So much stuff has happened. We are very excited about everything in life. I am very pumped for this 420 show. I hope some of you guys can come out. Chaplin will be there, so you get to meet Chaplin. He's adorable. I had a couple comedians cancel on my podcast. I book comedians, and the network helps me book comedians. And these two comics canceled the time that the interview was supposed to be. So I'm like waiting there, like, where are these motherfuckers? And they canceled on me at that time, which is, you know, kind of rude. It's a little bit rude. You motherfuckers need to get your lives organized. You know, I may sometimes put this podcast up a day late, but you know, I'm excluded. It's my motherfucking podcast. These motherfuckers canceled on me. So I had to improvise one day this past week. And, I was like, you know, I decided that if it happened again, I was just going to go and interview whoever was there or just talk by myself. And so I ended up doing that. And it's a perfect 420 episode. The sound engineer slash one of the producers slash comedian was there. And I was like, hey, I'm going to interview you. Let's just figure this out. And that's what we did today. So we just got blazed out and did a 420 episode for you guys. So it was the first time I met him. I have never met him before, and he's become a new favorite person. We had so much fun. I don't even know what I can say about him because I literally just met him. all I can say is he's hilarious. We laughed so hard. We cried. So just the only thing I'm going to say to preface what you're about to listen to is we were extremely high. Just on another level, like teenage high. That's how high we were on the marijuana. May or may not have been, allegedly, supposedly, not 100%. So anyone who tries to sue me, we were up in the clouds, and it was a damn fucking fun time. So I hope to see you guys at my 420 show. I hope to see you at my road shows. Send me emails to sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com. And now just enjoy my interview with my very funny, very goofy, new best friend in life. I think really kind of just like a new best friend, Avery Pearson.
And we're rolling.
And I'm choking. Man, I'm pretty high right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
How is it affecting you?
Who are you?
Oh, Sorry, I just got in. I'm Avery Pearson. I just, you know, you ran out of guests.
I ran out of guests. Everyone canceled on me today.
Everyone canceled on
me. Maybe because they knew I was going to be weed high.
Yeah, they got the idea. So you have an interesting combination. You have a green drink and you have a, is that a tea or a coffee?
Matcha green tea.
Matcha.
A green smoothie.
Okay.
And then my little Honey Bear Farms oil pen.
Oh, Honey Bear
Blaz
Farms.
Blaz.
I like how they make it sound like it's okay for kids.
That's, you know, that's what gets the parents in.
Yeah.
There's got to be parents out there that are smoking around their kids.
Yeah. You're on Sharp Tongue with Jesse. I'm her special guest. I'm running the, okay, I'm you. Interviewing. I'm your guest.
Yeah, you interview me, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you're on Sharp Tongue with Jesse May Peluso, actually being hosted this week by Avery Pearson. Unfortunately, Jesse May's, all of her guests bailed on her at the last minute. So I'm here.
So I got high.
Yeah, so she got high and I'm running this interview. So Jesse May, from humble beginnings.
I'm joking.
Okay, so this is.
I'm choking on my green tea.
Well, look, it looks chunky. You got a chunky green tea in there.
It looks chunky. Oh my God. It's chunky can describe so many things.
Mm. Chunky vomit.
See, that's the go-to.
Yeah.
I don't like when people are described as chunky because mm-hmm. people aren't really chunky. Chunky for me, don't you think of hard edges, like squared edges?
Okay.
Like chunks.
Right. I like, I feel like I'm chunky because I have several moving parts on my upper torso that at any point can just.
Glacial?
Oh.
Is it a glacial?
I have a glacial upper body. I'm the Antarctics of humans. You think you've seen it all, but there's a polar bear walking through his chest hair over there, underwear. That was the...
It was really... Your voice got totally...
That was the monster truck.
Man. It was... Yeah.
Sunday.
Bring your children. 2 for 1. 8 and under, get in free.
I've always wanted to break up with a girl using a monster truck voice.
Okay, how about... Well, let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, so... all right.
I just like, what is your problem? Like, you're such an asshole. You come home late all the time, and I just don't trust you. Like, why won't you let me look at your phone?
Jesse May.
What?
I just feel like we're breaking apart.
What are you talking about?
It's been a fun ride, and I feel like you and I are just different people.
Did you just break up with?
Is it still cool if I come over for Friday night dinner with your parents, or would that be weird?
Is it cool if I call your sister for her to suck my dick?
If you're offering, yes, that sounds fantastic.
That's funny. Do you do stand-up?
Yeah.
Do you do that as
That's
a bit?
That's a bit, yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Well, I just, you know.
I like to be a part of the gestation of
we
it.
We made art there. You were the girl.
That's a great bit. How long have you been doing that bit?
It's a recent
That's really good.
It's feeling good. But because my friend like once told me, when you're going to break up with a girl, just do it monotone. It's like, Jesse May, you know, I really care about you, but I just feel like we're in two different places right now. But I always wanted to do is like, Jesse May!
This Sunday,
you will never see me again.
At 4 p.m., I will be leaving this apartment.
This July 4th weekend, get ready for fireworks of emotion.
That's so good. And you could do different... also different voices, grocery store overhead or you know, the
clean up on aisle four, your relationship is over with me.
Your relationship spilled on aisle 9. You have to do that. That's so funny.
That is funny.
And like a god mic at a school, you know, like school announcement.
Yeah.
Getting broken up by the principal giving the early morning school announcements.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your principal, Peterson. good news and bad news. The good news is it's a beautiful 76 degrees outside, and we will be having recess shortly. The bad news is I feel like we're in different places. I need to move on.
This is so funny.
You're on Working Out Bits with Jesse May Peluso and Avery Pearson.
Listen, maybe we just created a new little podcast. Where we just...
It's in your pocket.
Yeah, it's in your pocket. It's a little teeny one. And we work...
About the size of a pen.
It's just...
Size of a
vape pen.
A vape pen with a bulbous end.
Because it's where the weed cloud captures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, around the you put the wax on the thing in the middle, and then the weed cloud forms around it, and you feel like a fucking wizard.
So do you, like, you have to pour, like, actual wax? And well, it seems like a lot of work, or is it a...
No, it's actually just a little piece of wax, and you put it right in there,
okay.
And the button you push heats it up into a vapor.
Right.
And then you suck it in, and you think of the best business ideas you ever had in your life.
Yeah. We're going to make a million... Okay, how would you... What's your million-dollar idea? You got
my million-dollar idea. Yeah, I thought about it yesterday. Ready?
This is all copyrights included on the on Jessamay Peluso with the circle and the C in the middle.
Yes, okay. Copyright.
2016.
I thought about two things.
Wait, I'm on Dragon's Den. I'm on, what's that?
What's Dragon's Den! That's what I call my vagina.
Oh, shit.
Smog.
The fire-breathing smog vagina. Jessamay Peluso's vagina will eat your head and destroy a small village swooping overhead.
Shark Tank?
Yeah, Shark Tank.
Okay.
Oh, in Canada, they call it Dragon's Den.
Really?
I'm Canadian. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was started in Canada.
It was started in Canada. Was Kevin Leary on it?
Yeah.
He was.
He's Canadian. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a Canadian dude. He's ruthless.
Yeah,
he's a ruthless Canadian.
He's like a mean Canadian. Like, hey, you got to get off the panel there. I don't think. I'm really sorry to tell you, but I'm not giving you $2 billion there. But, you know. Maybe
does he sound like a drunk Irish penguin man?
That's a Canadian. That's a deep cut Canadian.
Is that like up in the woods?
Oh yeah, up in the woods, there. You know, you're flirting around there with the birds and Wayne Gretzky.
You know, I need people to visualize you. We decided that you look like you look like if Russell Crowe between movies.
Yeah.
And Chris D'Elia had a baby.
Yeah, like fat Russell Crowe's, which
like
is
Russell Crowe smashing phones in hotel lobbies.
Right,
like fat Russell Crowe
overeating and destroying property.
Yeah, you're just in between jobs.
That and like Chris D'Elia
with the eyebrows. Chris D'Elia, Chris eyebrows D'Elia.
Yeah, and Russell big belly and
Russell, I'm out of work. Crowe.
Russell, I got boobs. Crowe, this is not the gladiator Russell Crowe you know from movies.
No, not the gladiator.
This is Fatty McGee.
This is not beautiful mind. It's destroyed body.
Yeah.
Okay, so my idea.
Oh, right.
Shark Tank idea.
Right. This week on Shark Tank, Jessamay Peluso pitches her million-dollar idea to a bunch of drunk Canadians. Okay, whenever you're ready. Give it a go. Oh, boy.
It was in mid-swallow.
Okay.
That really made me laugh. That was really funny. You have so many voices. You're multi-voiceted. Okay. Hey, y'all. My name is Stacey Withers. I'm a mother of two, and I've got four dogs. I'm also a dog mom. I pride myself on adopting children and adopting animals because I think they're just God's creatures, and, you know, it's not their fault their parents fell to the devil of crack. I'm here.
Sounds great so far. Really, really digging it.
I'm here because I've come up with two ideas I think will just change the world and revolutionize having babies and walking dogs. Because, you know, as a woman whose accent changes so often, I have to help my baby and my dog every day. And now we're on the set of Gone with the Wind.
Are you okay there?
We also might be on the set of Steel Magnolias.
Oh, yeah.
Drink a juice, Shelby, drink a juice. Okay, so my idea.
My brain exploded. So many voices, one person.
Okay, I'm going to do it my normal voice.
Do you have
voice.
Russian on your shirt? What is that?
Yeah, it's Russian.
That's one of those hipster t-shirts.
Is it? I've had it before hipsters were a thing, though.
Knakarar.
It's a vodka t-shirt. It's it's like a, it's a Russian vodka. You know, you come on
this
over.
This is who's
going to
pitch
drink.
Me the $1 million idea.
You just, okay.
$1 million idea. Next on $1 million
idea. So
ideas.
I have to walk my dog a lot, and you know, it's very difficult in Russia where it's cold all the time. Yeah. So I took my dog out, and he's a little dog, and they only have these big dog bags. You know, little dog don't make big dog shit. Big dog shit can make little dog shit, but almost impossible for little dog to make big dog shit. So my idea is to make a small dog bag for little dog shit.
Oh shit. Your eye was all I saw was the white of your eye.
For your listeners at home and in their car, I just literally fell out of my chair. Just to be clear, you creating just a smaller bag is your $1 million idea. You're shrink wrapping bags. I'm just gonna go in normal voice. You're proposing to me your $1 million idea is smaller poop bags. Like, as it is, I don't know if there's any dog walkers. You put your hand in the bag, they come on the roll. Yeah. But you're saying, like for your whole hand. So you're saying you want, like, a little pincher? Like, a little pinchy yeah. poo?
I like to call it a pinch loaf. I think we need...
2016, Pinch a Loaf by Jesse May Peluso.
I think we need a little teeny set, you know, just for a little situation that happens.
like a pebble of poop.
Yeah, just, you know, it's a Tootsie Roll, if you will.
Right.
Because I have a pit bull who's 65 yeah. pounds.
Oh.
And he lays Sasquatch piles.
Absolutely. That's like two hands.
It's got weight to it. It feels like a newborn when you pick it up in your hand and it's just there occupying space and it's rude and offensive.
Also available from Jesse May Peluso, large bags. Large bags. When your dog takes a massive shit the size of a Subway sandwich, we are in no way connected with Jared.
You don't think it's a $1 million idea to make smaller bags? Because I feel like I'm so wasteful when I take this big-ass bag. It looks like I'm going to inseminate a goddamn cow.
Yeah.
Or not a cow, but a bull.
Jesus.
Wait, no, you inseminate the cow because the cow's a female.
Cow's a female. The bull's a heifer. Heifer.
You know, this long bag.
Women are heifer and men are bulls.
What'd you call me?
Just listen, this is on Wikipedia. That's a reliable source.
I'm on Wikipedia.
What? I'm on Wicca afraid of you. That's a round of applause. I got a standing ovation from the audience.
That
member.
Was so quick and good.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Wick of radio. Do you want to have a miserable experience looking up words online? Look up Theodore Roosevelt. Oh, God, there's a picture of his nuts. Are you afraid?
I love that it's still kind of this the monster truck voice. Yeah.
He's with us always, 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 especially on Sunday. This July 4th, pick up a piece of poop with a very small bag, inexplicably at the random cost of $19.95 per roll of 50. It's illogical. It's recyclable.
It's logical. It's recyclable. It's a small bag.
What was it called? The poop picker upper?
The pinch loaf.
Pinch loaf.
You don't think, because I have a bag that is more than enough room for my pit bulls, but.
Totally.
And then I got my little chihuahua who just lays out these little teeny, you know.
How many animals are in the zoo of your home?
Are we talking about like spirit animals or just animals that I own?
Oh, I think we're definitely talking about all of the above.
I think. There's about 13 animals in my house.
Perfect.
I'm just kidding. I have two dogs.
No,
but if I had it my way.
What's your spirit animal go? Next on Jesse May Peluso's Sharp Tongue Spirit Animals. Which one are you?
Platypus.
Please explain.
Because I don't even know if I could actually tell you what it looks like. I see a duck with like a fox body. Is that what
a
it is?
Duck with a fox body.
Is it like a duck bill with a monster body, like a little?
Okay.
What are those animals that are related to koala bears? They look like koala bears, and they're also related to pandas.
Penguins.
No, it's like a koala bear mixed with a panda bear.
Okay, wait, a koala bear mixed with a panda?
Yeah,
bear.
it's like this weird hybrid, and it might be extinct. They're kind of like reddish. They look like red panda bears.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of them?
No.
It's like a, oh man, I got to look this up.
Well, first of all, we're going to go back and you said, so you thought a platypus looked like
a duck face and like a fox body, like a crawly, like a little crawler son of a bitch.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, you're not far off.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, those at home, just look up platypus. It's spelled P. L A T Y P U S. Oh, platypus. Oh, wow.
It sounds like.
It's kind of like, you know. All right, here. I'm
coming
just turning
over.
Around. Okay.
Ow! I got my hair stuck.
Okay.
Oh, my God!
She's walking over to the booth. Yeah, here it is. So you're kind of right in the coat. The coat is kind of.
It looks like an otter with its face stuck in a shoe.
It looks like, you know those things at golf clubs where you can rub the dirt off your. Yeah. So, like, he looks kind of like sort of a Brill pad foot cleaner.
He
mixed,
looks like a cat with its face stuck in
mixed,
his shoe.
Yeah, mixed with a tongue. It does look like a cat stuck with its face in a shoe. It does. I was going to say with the tongue of a shoe.
Yeah, it looks like he's.
It just went.
It went, there's snacks in there. Wait a minute.
I don't know if you said there's snacks in there or you made up a word called gesnack in there. I want to go with the latter.
I said there's snacks in there.
Which is German for platypus. Snacktionary.
Oh my god. Yeah. Wait, why are we talking about platypus? Oh, it's one of my spirit animals.
Right.
Because it's so, isn't it magical? It's kind of like a mystical creature.
Absolutely.
Where do they exist?
It looks like the water.
I found it.
What'd you find?
A red panda. That's all. It's
holy
just,
shit.
Look at that. Isn't that awesome? Wait.
So, yeah, it does look like a red panda, like a fox
like
panda.
A koala. Like, look at it. It looks like a koala panda.
What are they? Red pandas?
Red panda.
Wow.
Wow, this thing is cool.
That's spelled R-E-D. And if you don't know how to spell panda, you're gonna die.
Are you kidding me? This thing is so cute.
He looks like a fox raccoon tail with like a red and darker red tail.
Yeah. And like a really cute dog, like almost like a husky face. If a husky and a bear had sex.
He looks photoshopped.
He looks fake because he's so cute.
He looks like there's one image here. It's like the fifth one in on Google. Google
the images. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it is on yours, but
the white face?
The white. It's got a white face and a big body, and it looks like I literally did it in seventh grade Photoshop class.
He looks like
so
like
cute.
Vin Diesel of Red Panda. He's got like a short little neck and he's like balding.
Can they be domestic?
God, they're so cute. Oh, I just found a terrible one. Oh,
Vin
my
Diesel?
God.
Vin Diesel Red Panda?
Yeah. Vin Diesel. Why is everybody crazy about Vin Diesel?
Well, I don't know. He's an action star, so people like action stars.
But then he did that like kid movie where he was like the babysitter. Oh wait, no, was that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Or was that The Rock? It's one.
I get those. Vin Diesel looks like a shrunken Rock.
Yeah, he looks like an Asian Rock.
Yeah, he really does. Okay, so we're talking about animals.
I'm not doing Asian accents.
Don't. No, oh, that's where you draw the line.
That's because my Asian accent's incredibly racist.
What if you did an Asian?
It's like Mickey Rourke in what is the movie about the rain?
Oh my god,
what is that rain? You know, Mickey Rourke in with.
Come on.
Singing in the Rain. No, with Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah. What the fuck is it called?
Tiffany's Breakfast.
Yeah!
The most famous movie ever.
Yeah, when Mickey Rourke had his original face.
Right. Yeah, well, they pulled his eyes back. They gave him buck teeth. It's the most racist thing you've ever seen in your life. And it's like, child of America's Mickey Rourke insults every Asian person everywhere from all time. Hello? He said Haror, followed by Panda Express. He created Panda Express during Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you not seen it?
He created Panda Express?
No.
Oh my God, I thought you were serious. I'm like, he did? He owns Panda Express. I'm taking notes because I'm going to remember things we've said.
That is a sharp tongue pen, if you ask me. That pen made out with your tongue. You guys had you have a baby.
Oh my God.
You have a weed baby in your mouth.
Well, I really do.
Absolutely.
Wait, well, hold on. But we got onto this whole tangent because you want to know what animals I had in my house.
Oh my God, the spirit animals. So the first one was a red panda. It was a platypus.
Platypus. It was majestic.
It was majestic.
And I didn't even know what it really looked like.
Right, exactly.
It could exist. It could not. What's your spirit animal?
God, I'm going right now
God.
To.
God.
My spirit animal is the creator. Yeah.
My spirit animal is the almighty.
That's right, because it takes me 7 days to do anything.
That's funny. Put that on stage.
Twitter. Oh, look, a dookie. Good thing I have my pincher.
Oh, good, but I have my smaller bag.
We're going to get so many emails. We have to stop. No,
do you get emails?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What do they say? What's the craziest one that you can express on the air?
Oh,
we don't need to do the segment.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I get some crazy ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the nicest one, maybe, that would be?
A nicest one? Yeah. Recently, a girl was just saying how she's had a very rough go at it with life and work and personal stuff. And she says that the podcast is like the one thing that like just keeps her kind of going during the week.
Like when you pull out those, you know, racist Asian accents.
You know, and I want to think that little part is really going to cheer her up the most.
I mean, that's great. That's like the best thing you can hear as an artist is like, everything else in my life is horrible except for the one hour that you do fart jokes and red pants.
Right. And it just gives them a break from whatever shit that's stressing them out.
Next on Getting Real with Jessie Mae Peluso. Jessie Mae bares her soul about art and life.
I was just going to tell you something. Wait, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the spirit animals.
We were talking about the
that she like it raised her up.
That she sent me an email.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? Oh man, I wanted to tell you a story about something.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not a big story fan, so that was the best story I've ever heard.
That's the quickest story ever of all time.
That was the best. What's better than a story that never existed? Once upon a...
It can never suck.
Wow. Not good? Not bad. It's kind of like my dick.
Oh, come on.
No, was that too much? What?
You have a red panda cock?
Well, no, it's like, it's kind of, it's, you know, it's not too small, but it's not too big.
You know, nobody wants too, I'll tell you, okay. Nobody wants too big.
Why?
We want too big. We want to look at it and be like, oh my God, that looks like it's.
You want to look at big and be like, oh, it's immaculate. Like looking at a large tower.
Yeah, it's like looking at a sports car.
Right.
You know, you're like, that's so beautiful. Mm. Look at that. Look at the shape of that.
Gorgeous.
It's shiny.
Yep.
But I know I don't know how to handle it. I'm going to crash into a wall and die.
Yeah. This cock will kill me.
This cock is, it's going to throw me against a wall and I'm going to die.
Yeah.
There's a lot of blood.
New from Porsche. The 2017 cock. It'll kill you.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Pedal to the metal. Don't strap in. Also available with little poop bags.
I love that that is like your thing. That's like you've become the announcer guy.
The announcer guy. Yeah, wait, the so monster truck voice.
What's your spirit animal?
My spirit, oh God, I just keep going back to a bear or a dog, and I think it's because I'm hairy and nice.
A bear or a dog? Dogs are great.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
I have a three-legged Lhasa Apso Shih Tzu.
Oh, God. I'm so good. I have a three-legged dog.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I didn't tell you that it's a rescue and that makes me a good person. We rescued it from Larchmont.
We rescued it from a place we drove to.
Exactly. From a $2 million home. Horrible.
Why does he have three legs?
One just didn't grow and it kind of looks like a chicken wing. We call him Norman Pie. P-I.
Oh, my God.
Because he's got 3.14 legs. Yeah. Norman's... He's adorable. I'll pull up a picture of him. But like, he's...
So you saw him with three legs. You're like, that's the dog.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that's the thing is like, I'm a really good person. Do you know what I mean? And so I like to rescue animals.
Yeah. I don't know what you do with your life on your downtime, I spend gas money. Yeah,
that's right.
And I venture to my local shelter that's near my favorite Mochaccino place.
I don't want to go to East LA. Okay.
Gross.
Why would I do that?
There's homeless people in the streets just infecting the air with their filth.
Yeah. There's like just LA and then there's fucking every other gross person.
Yeah. There's LA and there's El Gross. And I don't go to El Gross.
Right. It's just down the street from El Cid. Inside baseball.
Baseball's not a sport.
I know you can go down there. Why?
Wait, you just totally stopped looking at what you were looking for.
I was looking for a picture of Norm.
You totally abandoned your dog to defend baseball.
Well, it's just...
How did the dog get three legs again?
That's like saying a stairwell doesn't take you up.
I want to know how your dog got three legs again.
He just came in like that. Okay, the truth is...
He was angry about baseball.
Don't tell your listeners. True story. Hashtag true... What do they say? Hashtag true fact.
Is it? I don't even know what that is.
It's a true fact.
Okay, true fact. TF. Hashtag TF.
Hashtag true fact.
Hashtags.
Norman's parents were siblings.
Shut up.
Seriously. Norman's parents are southerners. We're from East West Kentucky.
How you doing? My name is okay. Marley. I was named after my great granddaddy. I never met him, but that's what my grandma said she used to call his cat. Right. Was Marley.
Marley. Yeah, I'm named after Carr. Carr. You can call me Carr.
Yeah, his mama liked cars, so she's just like, you know, I'm gonna name my kid Carr.
I like Carr.
He loves cars. You know, every time he has some free time, this motherfucker out in the yard just sitting in his car.
Well, I don't want to go anywhere because I didn't have to.
He don't have to go nowhere. I take care of him, you see? I take care of this man.
Goddamn America. God bless it.
God bless it and
wait,
ISIS.
Did I say goddamn America?
You did say goddamn America.
Well, I meant to say God bless America, goddamn it.
Yeah, like, I know what you meant, huh?
Wait a minute. No, I'm confusing myself there.
You just had a little bit of whiskey in this morning.
God damn it. God bless it. Don't damn it. Bless it.
God darn you.
America. Hashtag.
Darn your hole.
True fact.
I remembered the story I wanted to tell you.
Okay, did you mind? Tell me that story.
It had to do with Asian people.
Oh, right. That's great.
Back to Asian racism.
Right.
I took my dad to get sushi one time for the first time about 4 years ago.
Okay.
At this place in Syracuse, New York on Erie Boulevard.
Well, there's nothing better than fresh fish from inlet Syracuse, New York. So
from the coastal city treating of your Syracuse, New York.
from just off Maine in about 17 hours west, Your fish will be sort of fresh, frozen, and then definitely not fresh. I hope you like whatever E. coli is for fish. You know what I'm
talking about? So I took
mercury. Mercury packets in its cheek and gill.
Cheek and gill? Wow. Is that the name of your fish restaurant?
That's my podcast, is the Cheeky Gill.
That'd be a good name for a restaurant that serves pork and fish.
Ugh,
cheek
like
and gill?
I'm a vegetarian, by the way.
Oh, God. So oh, my God. I'm a vegetarian with a three-legged dog.
That's exactly what I'm
You're
mean.
Walking LA cliche.
I'm totally. You're... I got really soft right here. What is the Baz Luhrmann thing where he's like, get tough in New York, but leave New York after 10 years and don't get too soft in LA. And but
is it the song where he's just telling you to do shit?
It's the graduation song.
It's like, don't take a shit with the door open. I'm going to play that song.
Let's do it.
Let's play it.
Okay.
Okay. Can I tell you the story before I forget?
You tell the story. I'm going to look up the song.
Okay.
Is that okay to play it on a thing?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to get sued?
Mm-mm.
I'm not taking responsibility.
Well, you're going to have
to. Avery Pearson does not take responsibility for any copyright infringement moving forward. Tell your story.
So I took my dad to this Asian restaurant in Syracuse, New York. Your face near the microphone. I thought you were going to do a special effect.
I was going. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Okay, I'll do it again. Ready? You can cue yourself in. So I took my dad to this Asian restaurant in Syracuse, New York.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is that one slower?
Okay, again, we're going back to me only being able to focus on one thing.
Okay, so
you're
go.
Telling
you,
the story.
I'm telling a story. Ready?
And what am I looking up again?
Do you know what you're looking up? Okay, so I took my dad to this Asian restaurant, never had sushi before, so he didn't even really know what it looked like. He didn't know what to order, how to order. I was with my boyfriend at the time, my two sisters.
Was he a monster truck rally?
And it was like six of us. My mom was there, my dad. And so, you know, they have the wasabi and the ginger. They give that to you first. And so I just pick up the wasabi with my chopsticks. And my dad's like, what's that? And I was like, it's so good. It's like the best sushi. You have to try it. And my dad just trusts me. You know, he trusts me. He thinks I have his best interests at heart. And I do, but mainly for reactions, for stories for later. So I gave him the whole serving of wasabi. And he ate it. And he sweated from his face.
Jesus.
And he goes, you bastard. He just was yelling, you bastard. He called me a bastard. And it was so funny because just to have your dad call you a little bastard.
Well, did he call you a bastard or a little bastard?
A bastard and a little bastard. Okay. And sweat was dripping off of his face. And so he recovered. Everything was fine. And then on our way out, because my dad's a goofball. He likes to, you know, be the goofy one in the party. There was these bamboo decorations on the way out, and he held on to them like he was in jail, and he was screaming about Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
My dad was just screaming about Pearl Harbor.
Was he just going, Pearl Harbor!
And like, God, he goes like, those goddamn Japs, Pearl Harbor!
Okay, so he went for the racist.
He went for the racist, and there's like all these, Asian families eating food while my Italian father, sweating from his face, is screaming about, you know, goddamn Japs from Pearl Harbor.
I can't. How old's your dad? Was he in World War II?
He was in a war, but he didn't do anything. He just sold cigarettes. My dad didn't really fight. I mean, he was stationed, but you know, it's not anything serious.
Okay. We're getting some technical adjustments. What do I do? You have to plug it in. How do I do it? So you can put.
You can't. Oh, we got to plug it in for the sound for our graduation song.
Yeah. So what do I do? So this is the cable. Okay. Okay, we're going to live.
We're doing technical stuff. I can find
my phone.
Yeah, put it on your phone.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Can you get out of here? No, I'm just kidding.
This technical fuck up brought to you by Weed.
He just flipped me off.
Oh, he did.
Come say hi.
Guys, yes.
No, don't take my drinks. He took my drinks.
Smooth. He's smooth.
Smooth operator. Smooth operator.
Wait, come back here for a second. So I have to bring up this one and then the 910, right?
So you need him. You can't talk shit about him.
Right.
Coast to coast and west to Key Largo, Santa Fe. I don't know the words.
I think you do.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I miss Sade, man. Is she still alive? I think she's still alive.
Sade?
Sade was one of my favorites, man.
Sade spelt without the H. Just Sade.
It's Sade.
Yeah.
But it's pronounced Sade.
Right.
We're playing the graduation song.
Yeah, we're loading it up right now, so...
This is like 2000, I think, this song came out.
If you, Jesse, man, if you can give us your third spirit animal. We have the platypus.
Platypus?
Yep.
We've got, what was the second one?
Red panda? No. Maybe we even got there. We were like,
we
could
do Red Panda.
Okay.
And a centaur. Half man, half horse. Perfect.
Do you think you're half man?
No. Am I the spirit animal?
I don't know if I'm more concerned with you being half man or half
horse.
I think, you know, colloquially, we'll have to
say. Whoa, good word. Did somebody get a word of the day this morning?
I have a bachelor's degree from the University of.
Bullshit.
Well, it's actually called Concordia University, and it's a bachelor degree in fine arts specialization in acting. So it doesn't really matter. It literally doesn't really matter.
Like 100%.
Couldn't matter.
Any
less.
3 years.
All I did in Montreal was smoke a lot of weed. I literally took 3 exams.
That's it?
I took 2 in Latin, which I failed. I took, 2 in film history. Passed.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, just watch movies.
Right. I, like, watched Birth of a Nation 5 times and wrote half a page on it. And
I thought you were going to say, like, a birth. Ooh, geez.
I watched a birth 5 times.
5
and
times
like,
in.
You get your degree.
You can become a dad now.
It's hard to watch a birth.
I've never watched one, and I'm never going to watch one.
Okay. Why?
I don't want to see a thing ripping out of some ladies, like the most tender.
No, I want to see a thing ripping into ladies. You're absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You want to see, like, shark rape. Do sharks have dicks?
Oh, I think it might be a seeding situation.
An external, right? What's it called?
Well, dolphins are the only animal with dicks, I think.
Sharks are cold-blooded. You're right.
Cold-blooded.
You cold-blooded son
you
of a cold-blooded bitch.
Cold-blooded shark.
You are one cold-blooded externalized fertilization.
I thought you were going to say hard drive.
Externalized fertilization. Isn't that what it's called?
That sounds about right. It would be external of the body and fertilization.
Which
means
you know, to spread that seed, son.
In that dick.
Woo, woo.
In that egg. In that, like, nice little thingy blue.
9th grade biology.
Let's do it.
Paid off.
And coming, our next segment will be the segment we've been working on for the last 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Wait
till we blow the roof off of this mother effer.
Oh, my God. The one thing that we don't have to do is going to be the best part.
You guys can't even handle what's about to happen in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you're really welcome.
Give your thing.
What?
What were you looking up?
External fertilization. I was right.
Go.
Okay, I can give you the definition.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the whole thing. Okay.
Wait. Okay, go.
Ew, there's a photo. Stony coral spawning.
Oh, hello.
God, it sounds like a Lilith
fairy. No, but do it in a sexy voice. Like,
okay. Like, read the definition.
Yeah, like, you know, storal.
External fertilization is a strategy of fertilization in which a sperm cell unites with an egg cell.
Oh, hello. Worst porn music I've ever heard.
In the open rather than inside a specialized organ within the body of a parent. What?
Babe, you're looking to have sex without you. Actually,
with your daddy? It says inside the body of a parent, and that just threw me up.
Wait
a minute, Mom? Mom, what are you doing in here?
Kids, fuck their... What? That's chicken and egg. That's literally chicken and egg situation.
Here we go.
Okay.
Releasing eggs and...
That's a lot of two-letter words.
It sounded like when the service on the cell phone is so spotty, you're like driving through Pennsylvania.
Jesse? Are you on your way home?
I'm just going to
Why are you talking like a 13-year-old girl from the valley?
External fertilization.
Shot.
Shot.
You look like a piece of shot. Shot. I'm going to shit you in the mouth.
Shot. It's just a piece of shot. It's true. You know, you gotta get rid of him. You know, I treat him like a piece of shot.
Dad, once you get over here, or I'm gonna pull out the shit gun and blow your brain off.
Your hand movements are okay. Let me finish this definition.
I have, like, the prototypical like homosexuals do not act like this, but I actually act like
you're theatrical
with floppy hands.
Yeah, you work with floppy hands, which you definitely should never study to be a surgeon.
No.
I mean,
the blood alone will destroy everything about me. I'll lose it. Okay, sorry. And we're back. Oh yeah, girl.
In contrast, internal fertilization takes place inside.
Oh, hello.
The female after insemination through copulation.
Yeah.
little bit better oxygen capacity in my lungs there, obviously. Yeah. Well, I held it.
You're clearly putting your lungs to the test. Okay, you ready?
There's one more. Oh, yeah. Of the class. Oh, guys, this is it. Wear
sunscreen. This is his message.
I agree with that. Let's see how many we agree with. Only one tip for the future. Sunscreen would be it. That's a good one.
The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice.
I'm like freaking out right now, dude.
I am bugging out. Are you bugging out?
The beauty of your youth. Never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded.
I once did an edible and listened to something like this.
20 years, you look back at photos of yourself.
This guy sounds like Robert Durst.
You can't grasp
this is the director of Moulin Rouge.
How much possibility it really is. You and how fabulous.
What is he reading? His diary?
You are not as fat as you imagine.
That's yes, you are. That's a lie.
Yeah, you are a fat.
Don't
fuck.
Worry about the future.
You should worry.
Or worry.
Definitely worry.
Know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum.
What?
That's just insulting.
The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind.
Oh.
Kind that
blindsided wow, what an asshole.
4 p.m. Yeah. on some idle Tuesday.
The most important
do
thing
one
are
thing
things you don't think about.
Every
you're
day
an idiot.
That scares you.
Do something that scares you. What?
Sing.
This song
don't
scares me.
Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours.
I've done a lot of that.
I think we've all done that.
Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead. Sometimes you're behind. The race is long.
It's the music is trippy as fuck.
I'm like fucking tweaking out.
I'm bugging out. I feel like I'm my...
Remember compliments.
I feel like I'm my old stepdad's weed den.
Yeah, you're like...
He used to smoke weed and just listen to Pink Floyd.
Like, he's like, come on down to the weed den. Hey, Jesse, man, come on down here. I'm going to show him and play something for you. Okay, this is called the Baz Luhrmann's. Everybody's free. Everybody wears sungreen.
Sungreen.
Listen, that's the weed talk here. Smoke on this.
Sungreen would be a good name for sunscreen that has marijuana in it.
And is also good for the environment.
And it's good for the environment.
Can I be honest? I almost cried.
I didn't tell you my second idea for.
Okay, should we pause it? Okay, let's take an intermission.
Maybe you'll marry.
Yeah, let's take an intermission.
Okay, we're gonna take a break on maybe
you'll marry.
Maybe you won't.
I mean. Jesus.
What a dick.
This guy's an asshole.
He's a dick. Like, right off the bat, he said something, and I brought this up during the song, and he said, the most important decisions you're going to have to make are the most important things you're going to have to think you're not thinking about. It's like,
you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You are fucking up.
And he's going to get to his ultimate, penultimate point.
Yeah,
his
ultimate. Don't tell him yet.
Oh, sorry. I didn't.
Why would you?
But I didn't.
You almost did.
You stopped me.
You almost told everybody that Leonardo DiCaprio dies at the end of Titanic.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry.
I thought he hangs on.
You
I
didn't.
I stopped the video after. He was like, can I hold on?
Nah, like, Rose is like, nah, this is my wood, son.
Why
Bye.
Is Rose from Brooklyn? Why is Rose?
Because she's like, listen, I sleep on satin sheets. I don't have room for a motherfucker hanging on my board.
Is this J-Lo Rose?
This is like real Rose.
Oh, real Rose.
This is like.
Yeah, she's from the streets.
She's from the streets That's and shit. Right. Like, I don't have room for you on my on my wood plank.
I got time for you.
You think I found this piece of shit floating in the woods? You see how big this ocean is? I found this shit.
I think they wish they were floating in the woods, because that would be much better than drowning
Titanic.
In the middle of the ocean.
This motherfucker sank in the woods.
Yeah. This motherfucker ran into a tree and just kind of tipped over.
This motherfucker ran into a tree, and now we out in these woods like realness.
Like realness.
Hanging onto a plank like we some dumb motherfucker that don't know how to walk.
Like realnesses.
So... my other idea.
Okay, yeah. So wait, because already you've pitched the most incredible.
The small bag is a really good idea.
It's a really good idea for people with very small hands. And continue.
There's a lot of those people.
Okay.
We
know who we're talking about.
Okay.
Brad Williams.
Brad Williams! Oh, you beat me to it! He's on this podcast, I think, episode like 12 or something.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. Fun time.
He's hilarious.
He is really funny.
Okay.
So my second idea, my $1 million idea, is to have... this might be a really good one. You just drooled all over yourself. You look like Belky from Perfect Strangers.
I made that reference. I don't even remember what he says. Like,
Cousin Larry.
Cousin Larry.
I made that reference in the roast battle this week, and everyone's like, what fuck? What year is that?
Yeah.
Such an old-ass reference, but I liked it.
Belky Bartokomos?
Belky Bartokomos. hummus.
He had hummus in his name.
But San Francisco or bust? What city was it? It was like something or bust.
Oh, New York?
Maybe it was New York or bust. I remember at the end of the intro, I'll have to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I can Google it.
You can use your mobile computer.
Yeah, but perfect stranger. So my second idea for the $1 million idea is, you know how babies have water bottles, right? And like
I
just regular
totally
bottles.
I know that.
You know that.
Everyone knows that.
Some people don't know that.
Idiots.
And those people are animals who don't speak English.
Well, just to be clear, the animals who do speak English are the red pandas, actually native of whatever country we
Yeah, we know. I think they're from Japan. Right. Or China. I think it's actually China. Okay, so
we need to order a pizza.
Chicago or bust.
Chicago or bust.
Chicago or bust. That's right. What it is.
San Francisco or bust. Maybe both.
I wouldn't mind to find a bus in San Francisco.
Who the fuck cares?
I don't know what accent that was.
Who the fuck cares?
Wait, ready?
Who talks like this?
Wait.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hold on, everybody. Okay. If there's an ad, I'm going to be so...
Harmonica.
Woo!
They're not even talking about anything yet. It's just, you're in it.
Shot. That's you! Holy shit, Marklin Baker. I had such a crush on him.
Cause I'm Bronson Pinchot, you're Marklin Baker.
Oh my god!
That's great.
It looks like a Mentos commercial.
It is a Mentos commercial.
Do you remember it?
Yes.
It's literally a somebody had to be a commercial director who directed this.
Absolutely.
You can't keep those headphones on. You're tripping out. Oh my god. It's just so funny when you listen to doesn't that bring back such memories for you?
Oh yeah.
Like it just encapsulates your whole childhood.
Just like sitting on the couch eating a lot of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, Kraft. You didn't worry about ingredients.
What ingredients? There's noodle.
Organic
and
wasn't
cheese.
A thing.
Or who's make easy.
Soy. Brown rice? Did you shit in your rice?
Portion control?
I'm sorry, is it almond milk? Why did you put your almonds in milk?
It's pronounced almond milk.
Yeah, and we only use almond paste in cookies. That's the only time we get almonds.
Almonds, snacks or carrots?
Kale? Is that abbreviation of a state?
More like fail. Or Christian Bale at that.
Let's Christian Bale out of this.
Oh my god, let's Newsies the fuck out of here. Best Christian Bale movie.
Okay, wait.
We're halfway through our
halfway through Baz Luhrmann.
That might be our closer.
Baz's gonna be our closer.
Baz is our closer, yeah.
Okay. So, my idea.
Break it down.
So babies drink out of bottles.
Yes, they do.
That's how we got away from
You're
that.
Much better at remembering where we were 3 minutes ago tonight. Because I literally was like, red panda? Red.
You were just gonna go to Monster Truck voice guy?
It's over, over, over. This podcast makes no sense.
So, baby bottles. As you're sucking the last dribbles of water out of that water bottle. So, we have purifiers for bottles.
Yes, we do.
Do we have little teeny baby purifiers?
Why does everything have to be small with you? Why are you making everything smaller? Hey, you know how you normally have doors and you walk through them and normal people can walk through doors? Why don't we have small doors for people that are 5 foot or smaller? Well, okay, cool. But how will anyone who's 5 foot and over? They'll have to duck in. Yeah, they'll have to duck in through the smaller door. But you can imagine how happy the people are that are under 5 feet. You're building a world that's dead, okay? You're talking about a height and a size of people that were from the 1500s. These people are gone. We're all bigger now. We've all evolved. That's from like drinking milk that's made from cows that are fed with hormones and herpes. And that's what we are. We're a hormone herpy culture. We're tall people. We need big things. Stop making everything smaller. No one wants to have a small Mac. Who wants a small Mac?
I guess the only thing that I
Oh, yeah. You know how you have chairs that you can a normal butt can sit on? Well, these are small chairs. Yeah. You have
the
to,
only thing I have to say to you yeah, is... Okay,
totally.
The only thing...
If this is there, Fuck it, You by... It, well, what's his name?
If there's anything... if there's anything that I could just say to you right now, there's like four things I could think of.
Okay.
You know, and... Yeah. The first one, sure. I'm not going to go with the first one. No, because that's just the obvious.
Yeah, I think like this is going really well.
Yeah.
Let's not ruin it with the first one.
But I'm going to go with the fourth one.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This is what I have to say to you. I just want you to like really open your heart and know that while you were talking, this is all I could think of saying to you.
I'm closing my eyes and focusing.
Close your eyes and just put yourself in that place. No, I just really... Shut up. I need you to hear it, though, what I wanted to say to you. This came from my heart. I wanted to speak directly to your soul. Trying to be a lady.
I think I'm having a baby. Can you imagine if that's how you told your boyfriend that you're like, so this is how I'm going to tell you, right? How we're pregnant. And it's just, shut up. I get it.
Just shut up.
Tell me the news.
Shut up. Just shut up.
All right,
shut up.
I'm just going to wait this out.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up. That would be me if I tried to record it.
There's two more 8 bars of shut up.
Just shut up.
Key change.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Trying to play it cool, but it's
I'm pregnant.
Wait, you went through that whole song?
Trying to eat a...
Honey, this is a big deal. Trying to have a baby?
I love you too. I miss you more. That's why I flew you out when we was on tour. But then something got out of hand. What happened? Bullshit. You know I have to make them dividends. Bullshit. How could you trust with private eyes? Huh? That's what you're realizing. I love that you're just your hands are flailing over there.
I'm a human bird.
I like that song.
You got a baseball?
Black Eyed Peas, man.
Oh, it was an instant classic.
It was an instant classic.
And it's also an instant classic right now.
We brought it back.
We did, literally. We were putting it on the air.
Trying to be a lady.
Okay, so.
Let's try and hard. Okay, this is a new game I do with my friends.
Okay, cool.
This is a way to sort of like when you're in a conversation, it's just something fun to do in a conversation. Okay? Okay, so I'm going to come in with a word.
Love it.
And I want you to harmonize with me.
Absolutely.
I'm going to come in at a key, and I want you to just come in at a key that you think I'm going to come in at. I'm going to count to 3.
I've been training my whole life for this.
And we're both just going to, we might be a little off, but we're going to find our way to harmony.
So we're going,
we're both coming in
to harmony.
At 1, 2, 3, we're going to come in at a key we think we're both going to be at.
Oh.
And we're going to find our way to harmonize.
Not the same note, but to a beautiful chord.
A beautiful chord.
I love this. All right, ready?
Okay, give me a 1-syllable word to use to come in at.
Food.
Okay. You're also speaking my language.
Very hungry right now. My stomach is gurgling.
On the count of 3, you're both kind of coming with food on a key.
Some random key.
Okay.
What happens if we end... 2 questions.
Okay.
What happens if we end up coming together on the same note off the bat or automatically in harmony? Has there been a Hall of Fame yet?
There has not been a Hall of Fame. That's not to say it can't occur. You know?
Anything can happen.
Listen.
And I'm not going to try to do it. We haven't
We don't know. You've never played this game.
We're a couple of comics that randomly met this morning.
Literally just met you.
Jesse May had no guests.
No.
I was just sitting here. We're making art.
And we can't... Listen, supernovas exist and they happen, so this harmony could be perfect.
They're super.
So I'm going to come in with food, right? Now, I need a disclaimer that I am no way, shape, or form saying that I am a professional singer.
Okay. I have been paid to sing before, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to get this note right.
Okay, so there you have it. Food on the count of three.
Like one, two, three, go?
Yes.
So on the go.
You're going to count
like,
it off.
So it's like going to be four.
Basically. On one, two, three, go. Yep, food.
Then, is it, so it's after go?
Yeah.
So it's one, two, three, four, go.
Oh, wait, you just added four, though, because go was four.
That's on me. So it's going to be one, two, three, go, then you say the note.
Yeah. No, and I'm not going to come in like that.
No, I have a note in my head. Listen, I'll sing with you, but I've heard a note, and it don't feel like this to Barry Bonds and steroids. This is an asterisk of the Olympics.
You've never played this game. Ever. Literally, I've never even publicized that I do this game. And that for a millisecond, made somewhat of a note. You said,
oh. I'm taking my shoes off.
I love that I made you so disappointed in a game that you just found out about. You leaned back in your chair and said, uh-oh.
I had no knowledge that we were going to do this.
No, now you're just severely disappointed
everything,
and I'm that just I've like, ruined the rules.
You just ruined the rules of maybe the only true game I've ever known. And you just basically read me what Baz Luhrmann said. So I feel like I need to ruin this for your what Baz Luhrmann said to your listeners. Do you support that? Tip for that? So let me know. Your listeners are out there. They're like, no. We're really, really, really interested to wait till the end of the episode to hear what Baz Luhrmann's...
No, they want to know.
They want to know.
It's information for your life.
Oh, no, it's true. It is literally the most important thing that can save your life.
It can save your life.
Yeah. It's like building a moat.
Okay, so I'm going to come in with food. You don't remember the key anymore, and I'm not going to come in with that key.
You're not? Can I be honest? I forgot that the word was food.
Told you.
Yep.
See?
Let's go.
All right. Count of three. Now you're going to count. Do you remember the count?
Wait a minute. We got to go back for a second. So it's one, two, three, the note, or is it?
No, one, you added one, two, go. Three. You wanted go.
I want one, two, three, go. And then.
Food. You ready?
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay. The word's food? Just to be clear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're going to count us in.
Absolutely. I'm counting us in?
Okay, I'll count us in.
Okay. Let's do it together. No, let's not
no,
do
it's
it
too
together.
Much.
Oh, wait a minute. You know
it's
what I just realized?
Too much.
What if you say all the numbers and I hear like, you go like, well, I'm not going to do it because I want to ruin the game, of course. But what if you sing it, say it melodically, or what if you keep the same note in my head? So I think what we need to do is a series of claps.
A series of claps.
Yeah, so this is how we're going to lead it in. Instead of counting, which would tip the game, which as we both know, I'm really into this situation right now. I want to be in the Hall of Fame of something. This will have to do. So here's what I'm going to do. Instead of saying... what shall not be said to right. not ruin the game.
Right.
This is how we'll know.
We're going to go.
We're going to go.
Oh, my God. Why do we have to do a fucking Wrigley Stadium clap? Why do we have to do a Hall of Fame clap? Okay. You're stuck on the Hall of Fame theme here. Your face matches the curtains right now.
Hey, fuck you.
You were so
and you
red.
Know what? I guess the face does match the
it
curtains,
did.
You know? Sorry, boys.
Sorry.
The face matches the curtains. So this is it.
Wait,
I'll show you. Okay. It's very simple. Ready?
It's not simple.
It's
this
so
is the
simple.
Antithesis of simplicity.
Good word.
Thank you.
Grade 7.
Thank you.
English, pass. B minus, but you're moving on to grade 11. So this is it. It's very simple.
That was different than before. No. You just changed it. No, first of all, you were offbeat. That's
have you ever heard of syncopated rhythm?
Rhythm?
Cinco patato. I just took some of the notes out of the way.
Was that it? Is that it?
One, two.
What are you it's bouncing single, for?
It's two cinco patatos. One on beats on one, two, and six. So oh. It's no. It's see now I'm off. So that's it. So it's cinco patato, and now you're gonna only clap on cinco and toe.
Why is it? Why is it potato?
Okay. The reason
why is it potato? Why isn't it just potato? A clap can't differentiate between intonation.
I'll answer. There's a very good reason. It's based off of the English word syncopated rhythm, syncopated, and the Italian word. Everyone knows that raviolo. Everyone knows that O.
Yeah.
Like bolo.
Uh huh.
Is an Italian word.
Who's bolo?
It's the sister disease to Ebola, but that's a whole other
it's also
podcast.
My favorite cool bowling alley.
You've never been to
Bolo?
Bolo. You've never been to Bolo? No, we serve...
Don't you come bowling at Bolo. Oh,
come to Bolo.
Come hey, to Bolo.
You know, we serve Rolos.
All we have on the menu is Rolos.
Yeah, it's Rolos. You got to come on Tuesday night. It's the best night. It's the night for Cholo.
We've changed our accent four times.
Oh. Why do Italians, why do they always sound like they're getting, like, hit in the dick? Oh! Like, it's shock and pain. Like, it wasn't kicked very hard, but, like, a flick of the dick. Like,
hey,
oh!
Hey, yo! Hey, yo!
Oh!
Hey, yo!
That's my dick!
Hey!
Oh!
Hey, it's a sausage!
Okay, so two racist accents done so far. We've done blanket Asian and linguine Italian.
Blanket is the name of Michael Jackson's kid, and I take offense to that joke.
Do you know Michael Jackson's kid, Blanket?
I don't, but I cover up with him every night.
It's very simple.
Okay, so this is how we're gonna.
This is it.
We really have to play the game. Everyone's gonna have blue balls, not knowing who won.
I know, it's
the
awful.
Harmony game.
I just want to give it up for our listeners who are still listening. Tinko.
Demayo.
So I'm gonna count it off, and we're gonna sing it together. This is bonus level. Ready?
Okay.
This is happening.
Wait,
right
we didn't
now.
Even do the game yet. No, how are we at a bonus level?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
When it's happening,
okay.
It'll be a bonus.
Okay.
Because you'll think it's normal, but then it's actually a bonus.
So, okay, are we going to do the real game now?
I'm going to clap you in, and I'm also
going
to give you a head. Oh, I'm so glad because I would have said not a word, but like a sound. Okay. Okay. Ready? Here we go again. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, so can I tell you something? I was
Mr. Holland's Opus.
I was trying to teach you how to follow the music. Just follow the music. That's a horrible. What's his name? Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, what's going on with the music? Oh, my wife.
Someone to watch.
Oh, I was so into this chick.
Over me.
Oh,
how does that show? How does that song? Wait,
big
let's,
crush. I can tell you exactly. I'm a little lamb.
What's the name of that song?
Little Lamb Lost in the Woods.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, shit.
I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I know I would always be good. To someone
oh, got it.
Who watches. What if she starts crying?
Why did you just
over
go?
Me?
Ooh, there's a Frank Sinatra version.
Perfect. Someone to watch over
hey,
me.
Hey, baby, I need someone to
watch over me.
Oh, give it up for the orchestra.
Suck the balls and play with the tip. Suck the balls and play with the tip.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, he's so good.
He's the best.
Crooners! You hear that crooning?
Oh, yeah.
Someone to watch over me. the music is scary as hell.
It is. There's a naked woman.
Those aren't the words.
In the next room.
What was she doing there?
Her eyeballs are on fire.
What happened? Did she stand close to a candle? How can eyeballs set ablaze? They're liquid. How are your eyeballs just spontaneously combusting?
They're on fire.
The Manson? Did he just call himself Manson?
Although I may be Charles Manson.
Wait, hold on. Frankles aren't the words of the song.
Are you admitting to be Charles Manson?
Frank Sinatra killed Sharon Tate. Oh, my God. Wait, how do we get on? What are we talking about Mr. Holland's Opus for?
All right, it's very simple. And obvious.
Okay, wait. You were going to explain.
What's happening right now? What was I going to explain? I was going to explain. No. Watch me, this is Avery, okay? Watch me try to figure it out. Okay.
Mr. Holland's Opus.
No. Just let me try and figure out what I was thinking, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go back through everything I thought of today.
Everything?
Yeah, it's going to be.
We've only been here for like half an hour.
Oh, this is the second part of the podcast. I just say exactly
what we said. Your whole thoughts.
I don't remember. What were we talking about? Oh, we did food. That was good. That was actually bad.
It was.
Oh, because I was right. Because, okay, so you
found it. Wow.
You.
Oh, so fast.
That was actually very quick.
Really impressed.
Because I was at Red Panda and then we stopped. I forgot about Red Panda and flash forwarded to
Sunday.
It was already Monday. No one goes to a monster truck rally on Mondays because they have to work, or take their kids to soccer practice and forget them and leave them and go do blow at a midnight monster truck rally.
This message was brought to you by Parenting for America. Parenting is very difficult. Please think twice about procreating and always use a condom.
So
Mr. Holland's Opus.
So everyone knows Richard Dreyfuss. That's clear. We know it's Bob Belichick. So, yep. So, where are you from?
Mr. Belichick.
No, Mr. Belichick.
Bob Belichick.
Rob Belzer. Was Richard that the, Belzer.
Was that the remix? What did you... Rob.
Richard Belzer. Rob. Rob. The worst DJ in the world.
Rob. You literally wear a broken record of yourself.
Richard Belzer. It's like Rob. Why'd you go from Rob to Richard Belzer?
Bob
Walters.
We are worst. So high.
Why is she calling it herself? Like, at that point, if you're a reporter and you have, what is that, a lisp of some sort? A wobble? If you have that, you don't use the word Barbara Walters. You
go Barbara like, Walter.
Terrence Talley.
Terrence Talley?
No. Yeah, well, I guess the nose infection, that's a whole other thing.
Who's Terrence Talley?
Well, because Barbara Walters shouldn't be called Wobble Walters.
Why are we talking about Barbara Walters?
Obviously, and I'll take you through it. The red panda is a species that combines the white fox face and the teddy bear aspects of a raccoon.
Of a platypus. Yeah,
Baz Luhrmann had a lot to say.
I really think we need a rematch here with the harmony game. Because I feel like I couldn't catch my breath. I came in a beat too early because I took a breath and you caught me off guard.
You want a redo?
I want a redo.
So was that the preseason or is this a redo?
That was a rehearsal.
A redo because of the rehearsal.
Yeah, I just think I didn't. I think I was at a disadvantage, an unfair disadvantage. I feel like you kind of really sabotaged that game with your pandering about the.
I thought we were in this together. I thought we were a team. Isn't that the point of competitive choir? It's teamwork. I can't sing two notes by myself. It sound like this. I need you. You need me. Which is the name of our new song. I need you. You need me. Red pandas, tea tree, oil, and lots of cool stuff. You weren't there to hit the harmony.
I haven't been able to breathe the past 3 seconds.
There's a puddle of urine around your chair right now.
Many moons ago, my ancestors came down from the mountains and settled around the creeks. And I learned at a young age that urine has medicinal properties, not unlike peyote. You know, your father and mother used to smoke peyote and run through the wheat field naked and attaching our inner existence back to the earth, the belly of the earth that gave birth to your mother and I. Anyways.
Do you think that his father sounds like this? Like he's got a bit of a lisp. And he says, son, I should never have given you the chieftain crown.
Shitting bear. It's not
I told you, it's shitting bear, not shitting bear.
I have a severe lisp, so shitting.
Everyone, our whole family has severe lisps. We all know that. Sorry, I'm such a terrible fosher.
You're a shitty person.
You smell like fish.
Listen, fish.
How did we get here?
Where do we go from here?
Okay, I want to do...
This isn't where... What's that from?
I want
to... We intended to be. We had it all. You believed in me.
It's a play.
I believed in you.
It's,
Certainty disappears. What do we do? I'm going to make up the words. Just to be clear, are we talking about the band The Roots, the movie Roots, or the clothing company in Canada, Roots?
I would like to correct you. It was a TV series.
I would like to correct you. Well, I would like to deny your correction. What about that?
The Roots was a series available on tape. Thank you very much. Siri just came on!
Siri did?
Because if you say Siri, she answers. And I said, Siri's. She's so, like...
Seriously?
Seriously? She's so full of herself.
That's terrible.
She's so narcissistic. Wah, wah.
I'm Siri. I didn't realize you were the champion of this game.
Are you even taking this podcast seriously?
I haven't been recording, if that's the question.
Okay, we're going to do the harmony game one more time.
What if I wasn't recording? How funny would that be?
It would be as equally funny as tragic because it's been so magical.
Right. Like, we'd be like, well, at least we worked together a lot of material. Did you record it on your phone?
Yeah.
Which comics do, and... We'd both say no, and then we'd forget about
we'd
everything.
We'd die.
But we'd go back to the Red Panda.
No, you don't cheat.
I did it.
You got so excited. You went right into the game, you thought.
I'm a Hufflepuff from Harvard or Yale or one of those schools.
I'm
going to
count it in.
Do you know what's the worst noise in the world? Not even close. Second place.
What do you have?
This is the worst noise in the world.
Okay.
So imagine you're at
Paint the picture.
You're at a ballet.
You're at a belly?
A ballet.
Oh, I was like, what?
To be fair, it's the second act, which everyone knows is the belly of the ballet. And then it's a beautiful moment, and they throw the girl up in the air, the prima ballerina,
like the
gorgeous
pinnacle moment in the piece.
She's reached her career,
the zenith,
the zenith of her career at age 16.
The climax of the performance,
the orgasm of the ballet.
Yes.
And you just hear. Ballet's good.
Oh my god. Oh. I just like.
That was classic.
My eyeballs ejaculated.
A splurge from my plurbs.
On the count of three, we're coming in. We're saying food. and we're coming in at a key we both think we're going to be in. You're at a disadvantage. You just took a bite of a chocolate bar, but I took a bite of a proverbial chocolate bar before with all those goddamn rules that were convoluted for your advantage. Okay?
Just trying to make the game fair. I think your listeners know from this hour we spent together that I'm just trying to be fair.
1, 2, 3, go.
You to say go. Somewhere along the line, we should go on 5. We should go on 5. That's the right.
We should go on 5. That's definitely the right thing to do.
Where were you? Where'd you go?
I was waiting for 7. Cinco.
Cinco de Mayo?
Cinco de Mayo.
It's 5. Cinco de Mayo is 5.
Cinco de Mayo toe.
Okay. You added toe?
Yeah, I remember Cinco Potato. It's like that.
Okay.
All right. Let's try this again.
Okay, that didn't count. We both were disqualified on that. Well, we weren't disqualified.
To be clear,
but
we're going on 5, right?
We're going on 5. I will count it off.
If you're...
You count it off this time.
Listening to this podcast is like watching a never-ending scene.
A never-ending trip.
Before the commercial break. Where it's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
What's happening?
What's happening?
What are they doing now? What are they doing now?
What's next? Are they going anywhere? Is anything going to happen? What is
Red
this?
Panda. Red Panda. Okay, count to 5.
One.
Food. Wait, I'm not even done talking.
Oh, okay. I forgot food. This is good.
Okay,
so
ready?
So, is it 5 go?
It's 5.
Probably 5 go.
It's just 5.
Okay.
Because I feel go is just too much.
Okay, cool.
Just 5.
I'm ready now.
Okay, now you count it off.
All right, ready?
Wait.
Okay, but we got to focus in. Okay. Let me know if you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
1, 2.
You're counting so slow. Okay.
No, I got it. Okay, ready.
Okay.
I'll go faster.
Just not too fast.
Okay. Sorry. No.
Get a nice lukewarm pace in there, Jesus.
Just something that you know. If you
don't jam it in, but don't lube it up too much either.
Right. But don't stuff her, but don't gublove her. All right, here we go.
Okay.
1, 2.
This guy just keeps popping up in horrible situations, like at a funeral.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to put to rest our best friend, Brian.
He lost his battle with terminal brain cancer. Lest we forget, that in his arms, his baby passed away.
It's the worst noise.
The day after Daniel lost his battle with terminal brain cancer, after his baby died in his arms, his dog was ran over by a truck in the middle of the street.
Does anyone have any water? Good funeral.
Good funeral.
Can we use any of this? Will anybody understand what has happened to us?
I broke it.
Did you spit all over the microphone?
I crackled all over the crickle.
Did you break it?
No, we're good. We're back. There's no locking thing. Okay.
Did you?
1, 2, 3, 4. Fuck!
Shit! I came in at 5!
Why did we have 5?
I came in at 5! You went 1, 2, 3, 4, and I went food, and you went five. I went food at five.
I thought it was five go.
Yeah, it was five. We were gonna come in at five. I came in at fucking five, and you went go.
So then we're gonna go back to 1, 2,
just
three,
to five.
Go.
And now we're gonna go 1, 2, 3, go.
Go, and then but that's five.
But that's four.
No, but this is like originally what I had intended.
Okay, okay, okay. Ready?
1, 2, 3, go. It's such a good, funny bit to just go 1, 2, 3, go, wait, not yet, right, not right now, but when you are ready, in your own time, not right now, 1, 2, let's start over, 1, 2.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm boogering. All right, ready? Here we go.
One. Oh, we're both doing it now?
Yeah, let's do it, right?
Okay.
This is for your listeners out there who are never going to listen to you again.
Okay.
By the way, you're welcome.
One, two, three, go. What? No, what? I thought we were harmonizing food. You came in sounding like someone who had been attacked.
I forgot about food again.
You went, You sound like somebody who just was in a car accident.
No, that's the sound that I make when I stick a thumb in my bottom.
Oh, my God.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
We have really have to give this a really... Let's give it the college old try. What's that saying?
Is your college try trying to figure out the phrase, the college try? Let's give this catchphrase the old one, two, three, go. Let's give it. All right, hold on for a second. Let me take a step back for a minute. Okay. Sometimes in life, you need to wear. No, not yet. We're not there. That was in comedy. That's called a throw forward.
So what is the phrase?
One, two.
Wait a minute.
I was calm. I was trying to sneak one in and do it.
I know you were.
Okay.
Give it the old go. What is it?
College try.
Give it the old college try.
Yeah.
Is there an arm movement like this, like a sailor fist?
Yeah.
Like a Rosie the Riveter?
That's how Harvard was founded, by a bunch of sailors.
I knew it. Okay.
Welcome
one,
to Harvard.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, go. Can I tell you something? You're a moving target. I thought we were gonna go find a note.
You
and
said
then...
I said food, and you're just eyeing.
I did it. Oh my God! Every fucking time, it doesn't fail me.
Okay.
I am every day. I find myself mentally challenged. And that's just trying to figure things out.
Unreal.
One, two, three,
go.
Guys.
We really tried there. I think we're just going to have to come to the conclusion. We're not harmoniously. I can't even say the word. We are not harmoniously syncopated.
This is harmonious syncopated, ready?
Okay.
Syncopata.
What? I think we need to end this. Not like with Boz Luhrmann.
Maybe you won't.
I don't know what maybe we took you guys on a ride. I don't know where we came from. Chicken on your 75th Honey Bear Farms, and we ended up whatever on a do, magical mystery tour. So I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Or berate yourself either.
We're sure you didn't.
I think I might have to have you on like every week.
Yeah.
Enjoy your body.
What?
Use it every way you can.
Masturbate.
Don't be afraid of it or what other
people. Use your body every which way you can.
Instrument you'll ever own.
Is that like
pants?
Even if you have nowhere
yoga
to do it, but in your own.
He said dance.
Oh,
the directions. Even if
well, we should listen to him.
Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
What? Oh! Drop it.
Drop the mic on that one. That's a comedy term.
I smell.
Get to know your parents.
I'm okay.
Fuck my mom.
I smell kind of like chicken soup.
Good. Be nice to your siblings.
No one's
your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you.
That's really sad, boss. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Understand that friends come and go.
Oh, that's nice.
With a precious few.
It's nice knowing you.
Yeah. Hey, you're out the door.
They come. They go. Lifestyle. Your friend walk into a room, jerk off,
and literally leave. That's bye. See ya.
Live in New York
City. Well, friends come and go.
They come and go.
It makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft.
That's what I was talking about. Travel. That's what I was talking about.
Wow.
Except certain inalienable truths.
And it says something about New York.
He did right before that.
Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children
hashtag
respected
Trump.
Their elders.
He ironically put a picture of Richard Nixon in.
Don't expect on the video? Else to support you. Oh, you're watching his actual video over there?
Yeah, I'm watching a video. Did you want to partake in the video?
I'm like, well, I feel fucking shafted over here. Is it his official video?
Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time
yeah, there's 40, like 11 million
look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy.
Picture of a 50-year-old woman be patient holding with the phone. Those who supply
it. Yeah, be careful advice of the advice.
The form of nostalgia.
Home video at home. From the picture of a fish blended with a picture of recycle.
Are you?
I'm painting the picture.
More than it's worth.
It's beautiful.
But trust me. That's it.
That's perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me, Avery Pearson, on my show, Sharp Tongue, with special guest Jesse Peluso.
This was the Pocket Trip Podcast.
This is the size of a small bag picking up a doo-doo.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Fits right in your pocket.
Red Panda Platypus out. Are you really high on me? He really is high, man. Shoop, shoop, shooby-doo-wah. Get jiggy with it. Skippity-bee-bop.